I love a beautiful lawn. I hate doing lawn care. That's why I use True Green. They're the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. We all know those are some nice greens. So just imagine what they could do to your lawn. All you have to do is water and mow. And to top it off, when you sign up for an annual plan by April 20th, get one application free. Visit truegreen.com for the best lawn at the best price. Guaranteed. Restrictions apply.
At us or just follow us
or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
All right, the Twitter poll today is actually, have you ever consensually or otherwise, even just for fun, had a ball gag in your mouth? Yes is 8%. No, 6%, excuse me. No is 82%. I'm wearing one right now is 12%. So technically that's 20% have had a ball gag in their mouth. And a white-looking Sammy Sosa in a cowboy hat is confusing. I mean, freakier than it was a couple years back when they showed him changing his look up.
Got an email
looks
from
like Rob. It's like just a southern Texas neck. Yeah. White dude, man. It's freaky.
Joe writes this. Put me in the group of tools that use a mask at the gym.
You know, that push called you a tool.
Altitude training.
Is he training for something?
I get some crazy looks when I wear my ball gag instead. I don't think you could get the same effect by maybe drilling a hole in the ball gag.
You probably could. Try that next time.
And don't do that while you're wearing the ball gag.
No, right? No.
It could be dangerous.
I've been run out of the gym a couple of times.
For wearing a ball gag?
With the full mountain climbing regalia. You know, my big backpack.
Yeah.
And my
actually,
big
I've seen that
onesie
before.
And, you know, the big furry hood.
Well, the boot spikes are tough on the equipment.
Right. Yeah. And then I'll go for a few minutes, and then I tell the Sherpa guy to take over.
Yeah.
And a lot of times I forget to pay for the Sherpa guy as a guest.
It's tough.
So they kick out the Sherpa guy.
You only got so many guests you're allowed at the gym usually, so use them all up on your Sherpa.
I did.
Later this week, maybe talking to Christopher Walken?
Hopefully, yeah. Yeah, he's got a new movie coming out on Netflix on Friday with Kate McKinnon.
That's right.
And we have a possibility we may be talking to him on Thursday.
Love Christopher Walken. Yeah. He's great.
I'm sure he'll want to discuss the Natalie Wood, Robert Wagner.
He's just going to say, I was sleeping.
Yeah.
Because he was. He's not the guy of interest. I was sleeping, and he kicked her off the boat.
But
he's not going to say. We're not going to ask him that.
He was on the boat.
Yes, he was.
I spent a good portion of time on Friday trying to decide, if we get it, what kind of Christopher Walken clip I'm going to use.
There's 1,000 of them.
I know. And I'm leaning towards Pulp Fiction.
The watch in my
the
ass.
Watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The watch is great.
But, I mean, you could go with the cowbell. Right. You know, there's...
And, you know, like I said, I mean, Christopher Walken, before he... I mean, I was just watching The Deer Hunter the other night. He's so amazing in The Deer Hunter. He's obviously a lot younger. It's 1978 that movie came out.
I was cruising
He's
YouTube.
Not the weirdo he is.
Have
now.
You seen Seven Psychopaths?
Yeah,
is that good?
That's
too?
A weird movie.
I kind of liked it.
The
it's
watch in the
movie.
Ass. Bring in the watch in the ass because you know that was a great scene.
Well, there was a movie I found of his from 2002 called Pool Hall Junkies.
All right.
Did you ever? I found this.
He's done a lot of those kind of movies.
I found this clip online. Yeah. It's a great piece of dialogue about a lion, and it's a great speech. But I'd never seen the movie before.
Yeah.
I kind of want to see the movie now.
Todd, today is Michael McDonald's birthday.
All right.
He is 66.
I saw a nice piece on CBS Sunday Morning about Michael McDonald, and he's tough to hate. He's a good dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. You might like his tunes, but he's a good dude.
I like a lot of his tunes. Yeah. I don't have an issue with him being in the Doobie Brothers.
No, you do.
You know, some of us do.
Todd, not me.
I do remember, as a solo artist.
He's not with them anymore.
And, some of the other stuff. Yeah. But, you know, they used to rock. They used to do China Grove.
Yeah, he was with them one album.
And then Michael McDonald showed up, and they stopped that.
And then they rocked again when he left the band.
Yeah.
They put out a bunch of records after that.
I made us forget about the Doobie Brothers. Yeah. once Michael McDonald showed up.
And from he put out from 79 to 81, and he was gone.
Yeah. Put out those two or three old school tunes,
right.
Albums.
He's got the voice for
and
that.
Those were just horrible.
The Motown ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't like that either.
I mean, it just came off as, to me,
again,
completely soulless.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree.
But once again, we like Michael McDonald.
We do. Well, I do.
I do, too. I got no problem.
Aside from those albums and him and the Doobie Brothers, we like Michael McDonald.
And he's 66 today.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Last week we were talking about Nutria. I believe it was last week.
What is that? Oh, that's that sweetener?
No. It's the rodent that's taken over.
Yeah.
But where's it taking over, though?
Now in California.
Okay. And they're ugly looking rats?
In the farming rich San Joaquin Valley of California. Nobody likes them. They destroy roads, levees, and wetlands. They're somewhere between a beaver and a groundhog. Much larger than a muskrat, can grow 2 feet long, not counting the 12-inch tail, and they weigh up to 20 pounds.
Is that a rock and a hard place? Beaver and a groundhog? Same thing? You're between a beaver and a groundhog on that one. That sounds like something you hear down south.
They apparently breed like rabbits. A female produces 3 litters in 13 months.
Whoa.
One female can have 200 offspring.
Yeah, a lot of guys, a lot of babies' mamas. Are looking for their daddies, I'm sure, in that scene.
They don't care. They were brought to California in 18 and 99. Yeah, they thought they were eradicated in the 70s, but apparently a colony survived, and now they got to take care of the rest of them.
Oh, colony survived.
Yep.
I got to give them credit for that.
I guess. Maybe you heard the... rumors that the Spice Girls were getting back together.
I did. I saw the headline I read was really strange because it said no new music and no live performance. And I thought, well, then that means you're not getting – that was the headline. I literally read that. And
yeah.
I'm thinking that means you're not together because either you're performing live the old hits or you're producing new music. If you're not doing either – what are you doing?
Yeah,
nothing.
I was confused by that, too.
Oh, you saw it? I thought...
You get together to pose for a picture?
Yeah.
Is that it?
No, I read further. I didn't read further. It just said they're getting back together. I said, well, explain to me why you wrote that headline.
That was the news late last week, was that, oh, they really are getting back together. Because, you know, there's a are they, aren't they thing going on. It has been, you know, for years. And then most recently, it was no, they're not. There's no possible way. And then late last week, it was, oh, they might be, and then going out on a tour. And then Victoria Beckham comes out and says, oh, hell no.
Yeah, she's already got a good bit of money, doesn't she? She doesn't need that.
No, you're right. She's
well,
the one, she's
but
the one, yeah,
some
she,
people said she does need that, not for money, but just for herself to, you know, feel good about herself again.
Oh, see, the story I read was that she was the one that they really had to try to talk her into.
Well, yeah, because the rest of those
that's
girls,
what I had heard as well.
Yeah, because she's married to Beckham. They're loaded, man. And what's the black chick's name? Black
Scary.
Spice, right? Okay. Really we got that clip in there from Sean Spicer.
Good.
He was Scary Spicer.
Yeah. Oh.
Scary Spicer. I miss that guy.
AP put out their roundup of stories that are untrue from last week. And they were shared widely
that.
On social media.
Yeah.
AP says these are the stories that were shared widely on social media. None of the stories are true.
My God. I'm going to see if I fell for any of them.
Melania Trump apparently did not hire an exorcist to cleanse the White House of Obama demons.
All right.
I didn't think that was true either.
I didn't hear that one.
I didn't even hear that one. So.
Right. Well, you're not at the right news sites.
Probably not.
Or you're not at the wrong news sites.
That's even better.
Apparently, Vladimir Putin did not issue an international arrest warrant for George Soros.
Didn't hear that either. Also, I knew that'd be untrue because I'm smart.
Right.
And, I'm smart. I'm smart.
I don't know who that, I'm smart.
George Soros is, but I just know I hate him.
That's right. You know you hate him. Of course you do.
There was a story out there that said rare, highly contagious virus spreading like wildfire, the death toll rising rapidly. Apparently that was a story that was dealing with the norovirus in South Korea. No one is dead.
Although, according to our Twitter poll last Friday, it's funny
76%
that the norovirus is hanging around.
Right. Agreed with you, Craig.
Yeah.
They thought, at the Olympics.
Craig was just curious.
The norovirus. Yeah, I maintain that I was only curious. I maintain that my question was, is this funny? Puss thinks that I made a declaration that I thought it was funny and then asked if others did as well.
Well,
I think all I asked was, is this funny? Me just being curious.
He said, he wrote on the Twitter poll, though, Craig is just curious. Is the norovirus outbreak at the Olympics funny?
Yeah, but over the weekend.
76% said it was funny.
Yeah, but over the weekend, we had an exchange of texticles.
You and Puss?
Yes.
All right.
And I texted him the results on Saturday morning after the poll closed. And I said, you were right. It is funny.
I'd be proud, Craig. You are right. It is funny.
But he had a couple of qualifiers in there. Craig is just curious. And at the Olympics.
Right. No, I know. That was it. That's what people said. Right. Yes, it's funny.
Right. I think people took it in the spirit in which it was intended.
And apparently the ball gag industry is not doing that well. Because 83% have never had a ball gag so far in our Twitter poll.
Well, that's
but what percentage do you need in order to really make some money?
Well, they got...
If 10% of America buys your product,
this is 19% you're doing all right. Right now is buying a ball gag, right?
And, well, if 10% of America buys your product, you're doing all right.
And we have 19% of our listeners buy ball gags or have ball gags.
And I bet you that's higher. I bet you that's a higher percentage of our listeners that have had a ball gag in their mouth than just the general public.
True.
I bet you our listeners on average are a little bit freakier than normal people.
I think of all the polls that's coming up on the show, yeah, that'll be... We'll find out.
Yeah, I think
the freaks listen to us.
That will jump up when Mr. and Mrs. Dick the Dominator get off work today.
They already own a ball gag. Plenty of them. And do you put the ball gags in the dishwasher?
Of course. Top rack only.
Yeah, of course you
do. That's right. That's right. So it doesn't drip down.
Unless you need to use it quickly, and then you'll scrub it up.
Just scrub it right up.
Yeah.
Right.
Forgot if you cleaned it after the last time.
Yeah, well, you don't want to wait till...
You're going to lick it off anyway. What's the difference?
You get a full...
Well, there's a lot of difference.
You don't want to wait till the dishwasher's full, because sometimes that takes a couple of days.
Right.
And sometimes you don't want to go a couple of days without that ball gag.
That's a Twitter poll today. Ball gag. Check it out. At TNT Radio Empire.
The 142nd Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show kicks off in New York City today. I did notice over the weekend there was some kind of competition, an agility competition. A border collie from Sparta, New Jersey won that one.
Oh, that's, what do they call that? Fly ball, where they jump on some piece of wood and they catch the ball and they run real fast.
Is that the agility competition?
I don't
know.
Is
that frisbee?
Exactly what it is.
Is it frisbee?
Is that running through the...
Yeah, you jump on like a slanted piece of board and the ball pops out. Mm-hmm. You catch the ball and then you run and spit the ball out and do it all over again.
The ball gag or is this a dog?
No, it's just a ball. Okay.
Yeah, I was on the phone. Are we talking about dogs or is this some...
There was
I miss something?
No gag involved. Because the ball gag for a dog is called a muzzle.
True.
That's a talented bulldog.
Yes, it is, Puss.
But the border collies are fast.
TampaBay.com reporting on Tanner Broadwell and Nikki Walsh. They wanted to give up their jobs, go live on a sailboat, see the Caribbean, maybe the world. They sold everything they owned in Colorado. They bought a 28-foot sailboat in Alabama.
How old were they now?
20s, 30s, somewhere in there.
And... how much
they lived at the marina for months.
How much sailboat cost?
They got this $5,000 boat.
Got it.
Sailboat in Alabama. They lived at the marina for months getting this thing ready for journey. They decided that they were giving everything up. They're going on the water. They said their goodbyes. They set sail for Key West. The next day, their boat sank.
Well, they're They're alive, by the way. Let's clarify that.
Yes, they're alive.
I'm not laughing at death on this show.
They have no insurance, and now they have nothing. They sold everything they had, including the car, to buy this boat. They didn't get insurance. Now their former home sits capsized within sight of bars and restaurants. Their belongings have floated off to who knows where.
Now, how much does it cost to flip the boat over?
Let's see. We'll get to that. Maybe about $6,000-$7,000.
They better. They should sell the boat. It's like the gift of the Magi. Sell the boat to raise the $6,000, and then
it's too late to sell that boat.
All right.
This was a boat that is almost 50 years old.
All right.
You got to have another something in the equation.
I know.
Like she cut her hair to get an anchor for the boat. Someday.
Exactly.
They had no sailing experience.
So they're dumb.
His dad helped him sail along the Gulf Coast from Alabama to Panama City. That's how they learned how to sail.
Okay, so they practiced a little bit.
A little bit. They worked on the hull. They rewired the boat, got it ready for the journey. Everybody was very nice. Goodbye, have fun. And then they went and broke their boat. It sank in about 9 feet of water.
Well, they get the GoFundMe page for idiots.
There is a GoFundMe page for idiots.
I'm sorry, I'm not contributing to that.
No, I'm not either.
No.
It has to be somebody.
You did something dumb of your own volition. That's you. You own that.
You know what, Craig? What people say about their dreams?
Sometimes your dreams are stupid. Somebody got him an Uber driver. The Uber driver was kind enough to spend hours helping them find a cheap motel room. He said, "How do I have everything and end up in a S-bomb hotel with nothing?" They had no insurance. The boat will never sail again. And they can still see the damn thing turned over in 9 feet of water.
I don't get the whole fact that you sell everything you own for $5,000. Now, granted, a lot of people, that's their net worth. I get it. But don't you buy a boat for $4,000?
Well, they've got $90 left over.
No, I mean, no. Buy a boat for $4,000. Keep $1,000 in case things go weird.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
The Coast Guard says, you got to move your boat.
Yeah. You stupid son of a bitch!
That'll cost you about up to $10,000 to move it.
Well, what if they... You can't get blood from a stone. Take it. We don't want it.
Yeah, can't they chop it up and sell it for scrap wood?
They have no idea something. How they're going to pay to remove the boat or even where they're going to live.
Man,
they didn't have much to begin with. They said, why do you think we wanted to live on a boat in the first place?
Once again, Craig, about your dreams.
Sometimes your dreams are stupid.
You stupid son of a bitch!
Threw that second part in there. Yeah, just keep your damn job.
Yeah.
Whatever. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.